Welcome to the e-commerce Momentum Podcast, where we focus on the people, the products, and the process of e-commerce selling today. Here's your host, Stephen Peterson.
Welcome to e-commerce Momentum Podcast, episode 006, Bob Willey. Bob is one of the original early adopters of Amazon FBA. He's been doing it for a long, long time. And in this segment, Bob's going to talk about how he joined FBA after a career in IT and then being a licensed auctioneer, and how that's really prepared him to move right into that. He spent some time talking about his groups that he manages, which now have 15,000 members. Just imagine that, 15,000 members in his audience. Bob talks about picking up the pieces from some of the challenges in his life and what a survivor attitude has gotten for him, and how really you need to adopt that in this business. So let's get into this segment of the podcast. All right. Welcome, welcome. Today, I'm really excited. I have a good guy, a great guy that I've hung around with a couple different times at different events, Bob Willey. Bob's been a major seller on eBay way back, but then Amazon FBA, he was one of the original guys, and then he came along and jumped into FBA. He was a really early adapter, and he's been on it for many years. He had the largest FBA Yahoo group, and I'm really interested to hear about that. He's a coach. He has a business, sells a lot of books. He's full-time, and he's really become, quite frankly, an on-air celebrity. Every time I turn around, he's on a Spreecast, a Yahoo, or a YouTube, or I guess on a podcast. So, hey, welcome, Bob.
Hey, well, I'm glad to be on here. Thanks for inviting me, man.
I really appreciate it. Hey, Bob, now, you know, I did a little bit of a glimpse into you, but give us a little bit about your personal life. Just give some people some context about you.
Okay. I've kind of got a mixed background. I'm not a young person anymore. I'm pushing 58, 59 now. So I have a lot of experience doing a lot of different things, but my background came from, I had a computer business for over 28 years, and the last five of that, I actually had a brick and mortar auction house, Country Weekly Auction, 15,000 square foot building, the real deal, for 5 years. So I brought all that background. So for me to get into online, I had the tech side, I had the product side. It was just easy. It's like I didn't have to wake up out of bed, practically.
You know, that I've heard you say about that auction background. Were you ever an auctioneer?
Yes.
Oh, really? A licensed auctioneer? That's hilarious. And so, this is a conversation I have with somebody else. Do you still get into finding old things, or is that out of your system?
No, I still do it. One of the cards I pass out locally for people is I look for, obviously, books. I look for toys, games. I look for collectibles, all kinds of things. And if people have older things, I'm real good at, because I used to do, since I had the auction house, I actually used to do estate appraisals for the counties. So I still look at stuff. I advise people on stuff. I can't quite get it out of my system. I love stuff.
I love stuff too. And you know, and you still sell on eBay, correct?
I still sell on eBay. And to give you an idea, my business name all along has been Bob's Neat Stuff, because it sounded a whole lot better than Bob's Neat Junk.
I've seen the pictures, buddy. I've seen the pictures. So you know, that auctioneering business and then IT definitely have merged. I mean, that's just really prepared you for this. And the thing I'm really interested to hear about is that FBA Yahoo group, because that's, you know, it was, or maybe it still is, the largest group on FBA on Yahoo.
Yeah. I founded that group August 1st, 2008. So it gives you an idea. That was only a few months after Amazon opened up FBA. So I was really an early adopter. And it started out with just a handful of people. Chris Green joined my group. I think he was like the 10th member or 9th member. He was in the top 10 when he joined. So that gives you an idea how far back it goes. It goes way, way back. Now we're over 5,100 members, and it's still a strong group. Its strong point was a few years ago. At one point, we were doing 2,500 messages a month. Now we'll do 1,500, 2,000 messages a month. Still an active group. And now I've even migrated. I have a Facebook page or Facebook group out there, Amazon FBA Newbies, and we're getting ready to crack 10,000 members on that.
Wow, it's incredible. How do you find the time, Bob? I mean, I just, you're on Amazon, you're big in a big way selling. You're on eBay a little bit. You're a coach. How do you find time to manage all this stuff?
I don't think about it. That's the way. I'm constantly just doing things. I'm on Facebook doing a little thing. I'm answering emails. I'm doing this. I'm just constantly moving from one thing to another, and I just, if I thought about it, I'd probably have a problem. I just do it, which we'll talk about the time management because that's probably my weak suit, but I just keep doing it. So I just do a little bit of everything. And I'm like my emails right now, I'm probably getting somewhere in the order of anywhere from 2,500, 3,000 emails a day.
Oh my gosh. But you love it. Is that part of it? Is that one of the reasons you're so successful?
No question about it. I absolutely love it. And anybody gets on there with me realizes real quick that I love helping people. I love the stuff. I love doing Amazon. And matter of fact, most people, when they get off a coaching session with me, they go, my God, I was so motivated. I just almost couldn't sit in the chair. I had to get up. And that happens almost every time. So it comes through naturally.
Yeah, it's I'm excited right now. Geez, I bet you everybody listening is too. They're really ready to jump. You know, so you're generating revenue a couple different ways, right? Selling and then coaching and that kind of thing. And have you – I can't imagine that it's been an easy transition. I'm sure that you've hit some pretty heavy struggles. So give us one you know, take us to that place where you had that struggle, because what we're trying to do here is to talk about how people like you who have been successful got past that. Because a lot of people, and you talk to so many people as you coach, as you and I have talked about earlier, is they just can't get past that stuck point. And so give us an example where you came up against it, and then we'll take it how you got past it.
I've had multiple struggles over time that have done it. I've been married 3 times, had 3 divorces, basically been wiped out 3 times and rebuilt from scratch 3 times. So I'm a survivor. So no matter what throws my way, I just pick up the pieces, don't worry about it, and just keep moving forward. And I'll go from zero back to where I was and beyond in practically no time. And I've done that with the businesses. So I make a bad decision, which we all do. And I do something and I kind of struggle with a business. I'm just a survivor, so I just have a can-do attitude, and I just flat get it done. I just don't want anything to get in my way.
So survivor attitude, I love that, and I think that's great advice. So that's a great approach when you're dealing with, especially in the Amazon world where, you know, it's a race to the bottom on the price, you make a bad purchase, you know, what you thought was going to be great turns out it's not, or it turns out to be restricted. All those little things, just keep moving forward. Don't give up.
That's exactly correct.
That's great. All right. So I do want to hear, though, how you've been able to be so successful. So let's take a break real quick.
Okay.
And then when we come back, I want to take us, you know, how did you get to that next level? And then how are you staying there? Okay. So let's take a break.
Sure.
Today's podcast is brought to you by Seller Essentials, essential business solution for online sellers. Whether you sell general merchandise on Amazon or eBay, private label your own product, or if your focus is selling books, wholesale products, or liquidation lots, let Seller Essentials be your online resource for all things e-commerce. Essential resources, essential solutions, Seller Essentials, the Internet's premier venue for online professional. Visit SellerEssentials.com for more information. That's SellerEssentials.com. Before we jump back into the podcast, I mean, I'm still just pumped. Bob's enthusiasm is just so catchy. It really is. Bob's going to talk about in this segment his pay it forward attitude and really what that's done for him. And it's really apparent if you spend any time out in the Facebook groups. Bob talks about his time at ScanPower and really what that has taught him. And I think there's some great lessons there, too. Bob has a lot of mantras. He's going to lay them out for you, and he lives by them if you know him at all. Bob's a buyer. He talks about buying from 888 Lots, which is the new company out there, BidOnFusion.com, Retail ARP, and Online ARP. So he is out there everywhere. I think there's a lot of great information to help you move forward. Let's get back to the podcast. All right, we're back, and we're talking with Bob Willey, and he had already told us about his struggles, and he's had a few, and he's gotten past it because he has a survivor attitude. He is going to keep moving forward, put his head down, and just work his way through it. Now, you've been doing that for quite a while, and you know, I noticed at the last event we were at, I mean, natural leader, people gravitate towards you. Has that always been something that's been about you, Bob?
Yeah, because I have had that pay it forward mentality for a long, long time. And I'm always out there and people get that ooze of information that I like to do. I love helping people and that gravitates people to me. And that's part of what helps me go to the different levels that I've gone to is because it's like that energy transfer, if you will. You're paying it forward and you're still getting a lot back in return. So the more I give, the more I get in return.
Okay, Bob. So, you know, I was thinking about, you know, back to your history, because when I first met you, you were still working at ScanPower.
That's correct.
I don't know, full-time, part-time, and you were handling customer service or service issues. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Sure. Chris and I have been friends for a long, long time because we met on the FBA forum. He was one of the first people to come in there, and I was able to help him get started in FBA. So we kept that contact ongoing, and he had invited me out to one of the SCOE events in Seattle as a customer at that point. Honestly, I was a customer, but he wanted somebody in the booth because they were still a small company. While I was there, they were talking about how support was a problem, everything else, and it just naturally evolved. So I started doing support about a month after that SCOE event, and then I went from part-time to full-time, and then for basically 3 years, I was the support department for ScanPower, lock, stock, and barrel, day, night, anytime, 24/7. I was the support, and I was the sole support, like I say, for almost 3 years. And I should say, I love helping people. What can I say?
You know, it's interesting. When I have seen you too, is everybody knows you. I mean, everybody knows Bob Willie. You know, and I think that experience though at ScanPower has to transition very well again because you just get better and better at that process, right? Do you really seem to have fine-tuned your process? I know you have some help now, but it really, as I see the pictures of what you're pumping out, it's so consistent. Do you have that consistent? I mean, how long did it take you to get that, or did it evolve? Or, you know, just tell us about that.
It is a constant evolution, but if you see that mantra I keep telling people, there's a couple mantras I'm constantly pumping out there for people, and one is feed the beast. And you probably see me post that picture on Facebook too many times probably. But I live by that. So I'm just constantly come up with ways just to say I can get shipments out and I can get more shipments out and get regular shipments. And whether it's every day or multiple times a week or at least once a week, I'm always pushing the envelope and trying to keep the workflow, like how to do case packs, how to do different types of methods that'll get the stuff out the door quickly and get it into Amazon so they've got it and just keep the business growing.
And you're buying retail, online, wholesale, pretty much the whole gamut?
The whole gamut, constantly getting stuff in, and I'm really pushing the envelope on a lot of the gated categories. I'm doing tons and tons of shoes and watches. As a matter of fact, I've been working with the new company, 888 Lots, and I'm on my third lot from them. I bought two auto lots. I bought a big watch lot from Bid on Fusion. I bought, if you saw pictures on Facebook, I called it Shoe Mountain. They made one delivery in there. I had won 34 auctions of big shoe lots they had put up there. I ended up with a pile that was 8 feet tall, 15 feet long, and 6 foot deep of just shoes.
This is so great. It goes with all those books. I've seen the pictures of your books, which you still have mountains of books, right?
I everything I do, and I'm not from Texas, but everything I do big.
That's funny. That's great. So, you know, I guess that's a strength, right, that you have the ability to go big. You're not afraid to take risks, and you're going to move forward. You mentioned a little bit of a weakness that earlier. Let's talk about that.
Sure. My biggest weakness is time management by far, and I know a lot of people struggle with it too, so I have to struggle with it internally, and it's one of those things I can actually help people with it on their side better than I can help myself. You know, everybody has their strengths and weaknesses, and that's the one that comes back and bites me a lot of time. Since I'm doing so many different things, it's very easy for me to go down rabbit trails, and I do a lot. But it's like, what did I really get done? And I have to sit because I'm doing running the group. I'm doing this. I'm answering that email. I'm doing this support. I did that coaching call. I did this shipment, I did this item here, I got this problem case done on Amazon, and it's like I have to sit back every once in a while and go, what did I do? What did I get done? And I did get a lot done, but it's hard to put in words because I'm constantly going down all those rabbit trails.
It's like the post office. The mail just keeps coming and coming and coming, right? You know, but I don't think – I think that that's another place that I think people need to realize. I've gotten to this place where it's like I have a pretty good process, and I don't get it all done. You know, I don't know this week is how much I've really gotten done, but I'm okay with it. I've gotten to that place where I'm okay. I just realize, you know what, I got tomorrow, or I can get it on Monday if I need to. And I think that that's an important thing, is that – there's this urgency. I know we all seem to have this race and race and race, and there is an unhealthiness to it. You do have to find some way to say, I'm going to get as much done as I can, but I always have tomorrow.
Right. And one of the things I've been using, and one thing I'm seeing a lot out there on the Facebook groups right now and the various groups I'm in, is everybody is watching like their items and their shipments too close. It's like they're almost OCD on top of everything they're doing. It's like watching the stock market and watching the ticks. Eventually, you will drive yourself insane. And one of the things I've been trying to tell people is, one of the things I've done myself so I don't watch it to that level is I go back to one of my other mantras, ABS, always be sourcing. So I get back, I go sourcing, I go online and I make orders. I place, I think, 6 orders today. I think I've probably ordered somewhere between $4,000 or $5,000 worth of product just today, online through various sources. So I'm constantly keeping something going so that I don't have time to sit there and micromanage the little things that are generally going to take care of themselves anyway. They will take care of themselves. So if you don't bother with them and work on other things, the business will run, because we pay FBA to outsource a lot of those things for us. And that's the hardest thing for a lot of people, is just let go. Let it go.
I agree with that. I mean, that is so true. I see so many people getting so mired down in the details. Well, they're doing this, or I got this. And it's like, no, they'll handle it. That's what they do. They have customer service for a reason, and they have lots of them. So I'm with you on that one. That's a great one, too.
Cool.
So time management is definitely something you have struggled. You recognize it, so you work at it. What else are you struggling with right now? What's that one thing that you're saying, man, I wish I could get past that, or I haven't been able to get past that?
The thing I'm struggling with right at the moment is, obviously, I have a 6-figure Amazon business. I have I just rebuilt my coaching business back up from the ground. I'm doing all those simultaneously and trying to find the mix, how to do all the things and make it all fit together. It's not easy. But that's something I'm struggling with right now. So, and I've got two very successful businesses running simultaneously for the multiple streams, and trying to make them work and trying not to kill myself in the process.
Yeah, that's kind of probably a pretty important piece. That you know, dying thing is not really good for that coaching business, especially
keeping myself healthy, both physically, mentally, all the way through the whole process. And I'm starting to get a handle on it. But I realized real quickly, if I didn't, I was going to have a problem. So I was like, no, I don't want that problem. So that's part of the issue, is recognizing when an issue is there. Recognition is a very important stage, because then you can deal with it.
That's a great point. So there's another great nugget. Recognition is an important stage. So when you do start to feel yourself getting stuck, recognize it and then find a way around it. I love it. Recognition is a state. I'm writing that one down. I like that so much. So you're rebuilding a coaching business, and it's pretty impressive too, you know, not that you're that much older than I am, but to be so savvy on all this stuff, it's really impressive. You do like coaching, and I think that that's so important, because I know you love to talk about this stuff too, is I think that that's one of the reasons you really enjoy what you do.
Oh, yeah. I say I genuinely do love this. That's why I've been paying it forward for so long, is I genuinely do love this stuff, and I don't have to work at it. It's not work for me. It's pleasure. If I get off a coaching session, I'm on a high. I walk about 2 inches above the ground, just on a natural high, because that's how much I enjoy it. I'm pumped up after doing one.
That's great. What's the best advice that you've received from somebody?
Just do it. And it sounds so simple, But it goes back to a lot of the other things I've been talking about. You just have to work through the pain. You got to work through stuff, and you just have to do it.
So feed the beast, just do it. Always be sourcing. I love it. You got a lot of these, a lot of them.
But they work.
You could get shirts made with each one of these. These are great. So you've got some personal habits, and some of these are feed the beast, always be sourcing, and just do it, and recognizing your weaknesses. What other personal habits do you think that really give you that level of success that you've been able to achieve?
I'm a natural buyer. I'm a thrifter. I know a deal. I don't know if I was a purchase agent for a large company in a previous life or something like that. I'll be honest with you. I probably, if I had to, that's probably a job I could do. I could probably save companies millions because I just do it instinctively. I can just stumble onto something and find a deal, find the coupon, find all the little pieces. And the next thing you knew, like one of the orders I placed just recently, it was like $8,500 retail. Then I got it down on sale. It was like $3,000. Then I found a coupon. It was down to $2,400. I bought some Ray's gift cards, got 13% off on them. I got it down. I was down another notch. And by the time it was all said and done, I brought a product that's going to sell on Amazon for about $15 to $18 a piece. I ended up getting them for around $2.30 a piece.
And I think that's important to note, right? So you just described maybe five or six ways you were able to take something. So I call that skill, by the way, because I have the same thing. I call it recognizing value. Either recognize value in people or recognize value in items, right? That's a skill. But you take it now and you cubed it, you know, because you're saying, hey, wait, I was able to do this. I found a coupon. I was able to use Raise. I was able to do all these different things. Now, we don't recommend that to somebody just starting out. Don't get mired down in it because that gets overwhelming.
Sure.
But, boy, once you get to that level and you know you're hitting that level, that's how you squeeze and you get those margins, because we know that the margin is in these business sometimes really isn't that great unless you can take and start squeezing out some of those things. So that's a great piece of advice right there too. But, again, don't do it when you're new. Don't try it too much. It can be overwhelming. So you're using some internet tools like Raise. You're using other ones. Any other ones that you would that would jump off to you to say, hey, man, you really need to look at this?
One of the ones that I'm having a lot of fun with right now is Jungle Scout.
Yeah, I knew you were going to say that. Everybody's on that one.
It's a fantastic tool. And then what I'm doing different things with than probably other people are, because if I find a product, I'll go on Amazon real quick, type that product in there real quick, do a quick search, then jump on Jungle Scout, let it kind of analyze the stuff for me, see how many approximately are selling a month, what kind of sales volume it's doing, and kind of reverse engineer from there, and then move forward. I'm doing the same thing with wholesalers. So once I'm working with wholesalers, I do a lot of trade shows. So I'll be going to the Philly Gift Show again. I go to it twice a year in January and July. I'll be going again in a few weeks. So coming up. And then when I take those wholesalers, not only do I do like the price analysis and put them through tools like Evaluate or Price Checker, things like that to analyze the prices, but then I use Jungle Scout to analyze it in the other direction and put the two together. Once you start putting these tools and compounding them, and again, it's not a novice project. It's something you really need to understand the products and what you're doing. But once you do and you pull all those pieces together, man, can you make some really pretty educated decisions.
And I think that's the key is, again, like you're saying, it's not a novice thing, but you build to that. So looking back at your life, right, you started in the auction business. You started learning different things. You learned that concept of negotiation and recognizing value. You've been able to move into the FBA world, right, taking advantage of the service levels that they have, and then spend your time on what you're really good at, which is sourcing. Now you're able to take and get that margin down on them. I mean, it's just genius. I mean, exactly the right way. Again, don't start at the end. Start in the beginning. You got to pay your dues. You got to learn that stuff. That's great.
And the other advantage is when I'm buying, I'm one of those people that could drive some other sellers crazy, because if it got into a price war, I could actually compete in the price war and still be profitable. Now, me, I'm a margins person, so I don't play the race to the bottom. I won't play that game. But with the margins I get, I could. So, and people would say, they're selling it below my cost. Yeah, you're selling it below your cost. not my cost. And that's the part people that's the part people don't realize.
Yeah, I agree. Your cost doesn't necessarily equate to my cost. And there are some people who just can stack certain things just so well. And you've described a couple of those things today. Any other good podcasts or books that you're currently listening to that we could recommend to our listeners?
And as insane as it may sound, as busy as I am and everything else, I'm still doing a lot of them. I still listen to Barrington McIntosh. Matter of fact, I jumped on with him. He was doing a wholesale one, and I jumped on his wholesale one. I was on there for about 45 minutes, helping him out with that one. I do Todd Lammy's with his wholesale intel. Fabulous information. Very techy, not for the novice, but when you really want to get into the intricacies of wholesale, those kind of things help. I'm a scanner monkey. I do all that kind of stuff. I am in a private mastermind, and that's a fantastic tool. And then I also in things like Cat Simpsons and Amazing Flips and Tips.
Okay. I will put links to all those, and I already have a link to Kat Simpson, who I agree, she's really knowledgeable.
To give you another little nugget there, Kat Simpson and I go way back. I mentioned Chris Green. Chris Green, Kat Simpson, Lisa Satora, and myself, for over 2 years, used to do the FBA radio program together. So we actually hosted the FBA radio program, again, paying it forward. It's a totally free program. So we go way back.
And, you know, the more I do these too is, you know, the things that I'm picking up or reinforcing what I know, and it really helps educate you that talking about this stuff is just so important and really learning from all these things. So, you know, this podcast is really, and I think you've given us a bunch of those things about process improvement, right? We really want to help people move forward. So your coach, right? We're looking for something meaningful that somebody can take tomorrow and put it in place, and immediately start moving their business forward.
Go on some of the groups like my Amazon FBA Newbies. There's all kinds of groups out there. And learn the ways, the basics. If you're just starting out, learn what you absolutely have to have realistically to do. Do little things like, you know, getting a Dymo 450 turbo printer, get list label shipped, just the basics. You don't have to go fancy. And getting a scanner for your phone and having just enough of the basics so that you've got a decent process. You may not have my process yet, but you've got a good foundation, a solid process, and you can start pushing and pushing and pushing. And like I always say, you do the crawl, you learn to walk, you learn to run. So you don't start out running. You just walk through the processes. So don't try to sit there and try to run day one. Learn how to crawl and understand that. There's nothing wrong with crawling because we all did it. Learn the basics, then improve it, then we'll get better tools. You don't need everything day one. Do it in stages, and it'll work fantastic.
It's been proven many times. I agree with you. Walk, crawl, walk, run. Crawl, walk, run. I love it. Bob, how can people find out more about you, ways to get in touch with you? Tell us what's the best ways?
I'm all over everywhere. I'm on Facebook. I'm Bob Willie on Facebook, so I'm real easy to find. I run the Amazon FBA Newbies group. Again, it's another totally free group. I also run the FBA Forum group on Yahoo. And then if you're interested in coaching, you can go to sellercoaching.com. I've just redone the website. It's finally a high-tech, responsive, all the good things website. So hopefully you'll enjoy what I'm saying and talk to me some more about trying to help you take you to another level.
Bob, I really appreciate you taking the time and your busy, clearly busy schedule. Thanks again.
I appreciate it. And it's been wonderful being on here with you. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the E-Commerce Momentum Podcast. All the links mentioned today can be found at ecommercemomentum.com under this episode number. Please remember to subscribe and like us on iTunes.